When the FDA approved Biogen's Aduhelm in June, it was the first new Alzheimer's drug approved in nearly 20 years. Very exciting. But the excitement was soon dwarfed by controversy over Biogen's seeming cozy relationship with the FDA, the drug's fast approval and cost, and questions about whether it worked. A number of major hospitals and insurers nationwide are not using or covering it. But 3 months later, Biogen and its Japanese partner, Eisai, have announced that they will seek a speedy U.S. approval for a second Alzheimer's drug. Adam Feuerstein is a senior writer with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Adam, this new drug, does it work differently than Aduhelm? What do trials show? Does it work?
Are you ready for round two, Robin? Like the carousel just keeps going round and round, right?
Feels like it. So tell us, I mean, what is it even called?
This drug is called lecanemab, and yes, it's a second Alzheimer's drug. It's very similar to Aduhelm. It works in the same way. There's some structural differences, probably a little bit too deep in the weeds to get into in this conversation. But essentially, you know, again, it's another antibody that is meant to, you know, reduce those toxic amyloid plaques in the brain, which are seen in images and scans of Alzheimer's patients.
Well, okay, let's again give more context here because STAT was, you know, heavily reporting on this and had previously reported that FDA officials worked with Biogen executives to get Aduhelm, the first drug approved last June, despite objections from its own outside experts and contradictory results from late-stage clinical trials. And this has prompted the FDA's acting commissioner to call for a federal investigation into the approval process. Why is Biogen introducing a second drug that seems a lot like the first?
And it is a lot like the first, and notably in that, you know, there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that this drug, lecanemab, actually improves or slows the cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients, right? We have seen evidence that the drug can remove those toxic plaques from the brain, but in terms of making that sort of conclusive benefit for patients, just like with Aduhelm, we don't have that scientific evidence yet. But at the same time, you know, Biogen and Eisai are sort of going down this regulatory pathway that they helped establish with the FDA with Aduhelm. And so essentially it's like, you know, the FDA has kind of set this precedent of approving Aduhelm, you know, based on its ability to remove these toxic plaques. So now Biogen and Eisai are saying, well, you know, you did it once, and therefore this regulatory precedent has been set, it's been established. So we're going to file for our second drug in the same manner.
Is it possible? I mean, these are very big, presumably smart companies. Is it possible that they are bringing forth a second drug because the first drug has been tainted in controversy?
I think, you know, there may be some evidence that this drug, lecanemab, works a little bit better than Aduhelm, and that may be why they're moving so aggressively forward. I will say another thing, and it gets a little bit tricky, but Biogen and Eisai are also running a large phase 3, a randomized controlled study of lecanemab in Alzheimer's patients. That study is fully enrolled. Patients are being followed, and the results of that study, which are going to be really definitive, we'll sort of know whether this drug works or not based on this ongoing study. Those results are also going to be available kind of around the same time that the FDA might have to review this early application for lecanemab. So I think a lot of smart people look at this and say, you know what, the FDA will probably delay a decision until they see those results from the phase 3 study, which, again, will be more definitive and will kind of really give us a sort of black or white answer as to whether or not this drug works.
Well, meantime, these are big companies, and there's a lot of money at stake here. I'm wondering if this is a factor because you've reported that just last week that just over 100 patients have been treated with Aduhelm. And as we said, some hospitals won't even use it. By putting this out now, Biogen and Eisai are signaling, hold on, Wall Street. You know, we have something in the pipeline that we have faith in, and we have a huge study tied to it. I mean, here we are talking about it.
Well, exactly. And like you said, you know, because of this big blowback against Aduhelm, as we reported, you know, so few patients, just over 100 patients as of the middle of September had been treated with the drug. I mean, that's generating very minimal revenue for Biogen, and it's putting Biogen in a tight spot because obviously they've invested a lot of money in that drug. They've spent a lot of money on sales forces and the like that are essentially not really delivering the revenue, the sales that were expected, right? So as we've reported as well, Biogen is considering some cost-cutting measures, potentially even layoffs. Now, look, all of that could be reversed if lecanemab, you know, sometime next year, if lecanemab proves to be beneficial for patients, you know, they could have a blockbuster drug mm-hmm. for Alzheimer's on their hands. We don't know that right now, but that is a possibility.
Yeah. Adam Feuerstein, senior writer at STAT, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Robin.